Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 47 on February 1st, 2019 at 1530 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan and Susan, and from ICANN.org is Jean-Baptiste and Brenda. We have apologies from Catherine. Our meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Jean-Baptiste. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Brenda, and welcome, Susan. We have just started. So for today's call, I just had listed the following, a review of the draft report updates, and we were just discussing prior to this call with Alan on the several updates that were made from Alan and Jackie yesterday. Quick discussion on the call for consensus and email that was sent by Alan yesterday, the plenary call agenda for next Monday, and under AOB, I believe what I had listed was the fact sheets, and another thing I wanted to discuss as well is the webinars and when to schedule that. Is there anything else you would like to add on today's agenda?
Not that I'm aware of at the moment.
Okay. Feel free to at any point. So under this section, draft report update, I've reported there all the different action items and also the operational input as well that was received. I know, Alan, you had mentioned that you would look at that, so I reported it once more on the slides. So on those two, Suzanne, I think you are familiar with these. Those are the two action items that were assigned to you. And those follow the discussion, I think, from the operational input with the level of priority for each recommendation, but also the idea of adding more details and into the implementation of the recommendation.
In terms of the six-month bylaw window, we put a footnote in somewhere. I think the first occurrence of a time constraint, put a footnote in saying all time constraints, or time requirements are in relation to acceptance by the board.
Yeah.
So that's covered already.
All right. Strategic priority. So I believe there, I haven't seen any more comments. So I think those are addressed for strategic priority. For these two recommendations, I didn't get any feedback from Catherine on whether those had been totally addressed. But one action item was the implementation note review should be implemented as soon as possible. So you have addressed, and I think maybe that's there. It was addressed. Recommendation refers to reports covering all the ongoing legislative initiatives, but in fact, we also identify previous legislative efforts across the globes. That was, I recall, something that Dimitri had mentioned. I think this was addressed. The other one was same as the one earlier for recommendation 1.3, single WHIS policy. So I saw there, Alan, that you and Jackie had did a lot of cleaning, so I didn't see any more comments into that section. The previous strategic priority and a single WHIS will be sent for translation already.
Just let me review it before you. Sorry, just having Google Docs. There's notes that you'll fix things in Word. Yeah, that one looks clean at this point.
Yeah.
But double check with Jackie. She has also had a to-do list that was separate that we didn't put in comments, so it's conceivable she has something to do with it, but double check with Jackie, but it's in her hands now.
All right. I'll do. And I didn't mention that just before all those sections, Alan, but the executive summary itself, do you expect more updates to it, or that's the final version, except if there are any changes to the recommendation, obviously?
executive summary. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, Jackie has to go over them all to start with and make sure that the summary matches what's in the document. For each of those items, for instance, says whether it was deemed to be fully implemented, partially implemented, and that may have changed since the executive summary was written. So I asked her to verify all of that. The section on consumer trust certainly will change. I think everything else is pretty clean in terms of the actual text. You know, obviously, consensus level and priority will have to change, but that's easy.
All right, so I'll leave this one on hold for now. Then we are now on recommendation 3 outreach, so there as well. You have cleaned all the different open action elements there. Recommendation 4, compliance.
No, but the only thing I haven't done that's on my to-do list is go back and look at the ICANN.org comments and make sure they're all addressed if necessary. I haven't. So that could affect that could affect any of these sections. I'm going to be doing that hopefully this morning.
Okay. Okay, that's a good point. So maybe I'll wait for. Okay, I'll wait for input then before confirming to language services which are
okay.
Perfect. So here, for recommendation for compliance, there are still several comments. I noticed a new paragraph on possible impact of GDPR and other applicable laws. I was wondering whether this one needs to be reviewed by the team on Monday. It's a paragraph added to an existing one.
I don't think I did this, so I need to do it. I apologize. It's been crazy the last few weeks.
Some of the things that were attributed to you may well have been done anyway. I'm not quite sure.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, the paragraph that we added at the last of GDPR, pointing out that if compliance doesn't have actual access to who is, then they're relying on the registrar to be telling them the truth, and it's the registrar that they're trying to verify. So that is a somewhat of a conundrum. We discussed that in the call, so I don't think we need to review it, but I guess it wouldn't harm to show the words for that last paragraph.
All right.
Jackie read it over and I explained the situation to her and she said it seems to flow and make sense, but wouldn't hurt to put that one up in the call.
All right, I'll do so.
I think most of the other issues have been addressed.
All right, even the one, the action item I sent to you, Alan, that was done too?
Which one was that, sorry?
Add a paragraph on current situation. Oh, that was it. Yeah, okay.
Hold on. That's that last paragraph under GDPR.
Yeah, all right. Then we had for recommendation 4.2.
While we're on compliance, that's where I noted to Jackie. And it applies to you too, since you're the one who's going to integrate all these into a Word document.
I will do that, yeah.
Okay. We have, throughout the document, we have references to section numbers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they were hard coded. So, you know, if there's a reference to 3.5.3, there's actually the characters 3.5.3. Because we have removed sections, specifically the reference material, things have changed. So we're going to have to be reasonably scrupulous of go through them all and make sure that the references are actually correct. You know, it was a shortcut that was taken when the document was created, which unfortunately is going to cause us to do more work now.
Oh, yes. No. Thank you for spreading that. That would be important.
Work with Jackie to decide who does it, because there's no point in both of you doing it unless you want to double check.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next one is 4.2. There, I think that was part of the organizational input. Operational input, remove sanctions should be applied if significant deficiencies in RDS with data validation or verification are identified, or make it clear that we are talking about sanctions that are on the books.
Where is that? Is that in the recommendation or somewhere else?
I think that was for that recommendation, the second one.
Hold on. If we're having a wording change in the recommendation, that's serious stuff. Now, the recommendation says when such a pattern is detected, compliance action or an audit should be initiated to review compliance with the registrar, compliance of the registrar with RDS, who is contractual obligations, consensus policies. So I'm not quite sure where the reference to sanctions is.
Yeah, I'm looking for that as well. It must have been deleted already, Alan.
Could be. Yeah, it says there's no reference to the word sanctions in that.
Yeah.
So it must have been
all
done.
All right.
Good.
Yeah, finally.
Sorry, Susan?
I didn't find sanctions in that.
Yeah. Nor do we, so it must have been done at some point already.
Yeah. So I believe data accuracy is the section where there are the most important updates needed.
Yeah, that's one I haven't done yet. I will be doing today.
All right. And I've received an email earlier from Lily, and she was following up on what was discussed at the last plenary call, so I think she should be working on that too.
Okay. I saw the email. I saw that an email had arrived. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Hopefully by the end of today we can clean up data accuracy or at least get closer to it.
Yeah. Recommendation 10, there it appears as final. I couldn't find any important comments in there, only something that were addressed to me when transferring documents. Common interface, so I believe you had removed the two questions under that section, Alan, based on the email that you had sent to the review team. And the section now appears close to final and ready to be sent for translation.
I think that is the case. Yeah, the answer from ICANN.org saying that they had answered the questions initially was not actually the case. They answered the second question. But the first question, looking again at what the three comments were, what the three error messages were, I think it's pretty clear they all originated with ICANN. They wouldn't have been worded that way if they had come from the registrar registry. So I just removed the highlighted questions.
All right. Next section is internationalized registration data. There, this one was final already for quite some time. Same for plan and annual reports. Is that a correct assumption?
Plan and annual report I have not done yet. That's one of and data accuracy are the two sections I haven't done yet.
That's the two. Okay. So, thank you for flagging that. I can't speak anymore today. Anything new? There were no major changes that appear as final.
Yeah, no. All of the new sections I have not done my final review on yet. So they're all everything to go now. Everything forward is still to go. There won't likely be any changes, but I haven't done a final pass.
All right. Well, thank you for confirming, Alan. Under law enforcement section, the section appears as final, but as you mentioned, you will go through them. So those action items based on the operational input clarify what regular refers to in the recommendations and potentially refine the scope of the envisioned service so that its purpose is well defined. Another one is I was looking at the graphs that Catherine had provided for the survey, and it was linked to that data source because some of them were compiling data and I couldn't find that. So I've liaised with her so that she can confirm how she did the calculation, or just to provide the source so that it helps during the translation. So we'll see. Okay. This is ongoing. So law enforcement point one. So that's the same thing that is mentioned under the strategic priority. Review this recommendation, specify what we mean by regular, that's what written above, by perhaps clarifying the recommendation itself and also adding a little rationale to explain the two reasons that review team see for conducting such survey and studies, which are A, to do an excellent impact assessment of projected new policies or prepare a review team, or B, to evaluate new policies once they are in place.
Is that something you believe was done or is still outstanding? These three action items on LE1.
I believe the first one was done. I think we discussed that even at the last plenary call. And the second one, I'm not sure. Let me check.
Well, the first one referring to the 6 months is generic, and we've added a statement at the beginning.
Yeah.
So that they all should apply to that. Now, if looking at that you think that's not clear enough, we may have to replace it somewhere else. But in theory, we've addressed all of those.
Yeah.
And regular, I know we talked about it. I think she made that change.
Yes. I see it now. In terms of defining what would constitute a regular basis, it would be useful at minimum to repeat the survey and our conduct studies at least ahead of every repeating exercise. So, yeah, that was tackled.
Okay.
All right. Here, bring the above and survey questions to the EPDP and GAC. I recall you had said you had done it for the EPDP, but I'm not sure whether Catherine had done it for the GAC.
Yeah, I sent it to the EPDP a long time ago. It hasn't really changed, so I don't think there's a need to do that again. It may come up during access discussion, but that won't be for a few months.
All right. So here I'm still waiting on one thing for the cost, but numbers of hours that's identified and that will be incorporated into the review of public comments. Here for LE2, that's the same comment as before regarding the 6 month timeline. Moving on to consumer trust. So I know that here you were expecting an update from Erika.
Yeah, she's not going to do it at this point, clearly, so I'm going to do it. I'll do it this weekend. I already started doing it. I haven't published it, but so.
All right. Is this something we should add to the agenda for next Monday, then?
Yes, I would think so. Yeah.
All right. Safeguarding register and data. So here, section appears close to final, but as you mentioned, you will review that.
Yep.
And the operational input was to add clarification. I believe you have done so.
Yeah, that was a cryptic comment, and it took me a while to figure out what the problem was.
Yeah.
But there was a reference to 3.2. And I don't remember if they had an error in the number or I had an error in the number. It was really 3.20. So I don't know exactly what their comment meant, but I think it's fixed now. So. I mean, they seem to be pointing out that there was a requirement in the registrar, in the RAA, to notification or for whatever that one was. But I had already said that, although I think I did have the section number wrong in the RAA. So I'm not quite sure what the substance was, but I think it's correct now.
All right. Next one, Objective 6, IKEN Contractual Compliance. There, it still needs a little bit of cleaning. So the action item there was to rephrase recommendation 1 so that the board decide how to best implement the recommendation.
That was that.
Review team to use the GAC term, which is under sub-region, as there are some conflicting views on global source. That was done. Clarify in recommendation what a risk-based approach is. Stephanie provided a risk-based approach simply means that you do a risk assessment before you take an action to determine whether it's really necessary. I'm not sure this was done.
Okay, let's look at one by one. And the numbering here is not necessarily correct.
Correct. And I saw that you changed as well.
Intended. So that one is the CM. The one list is CM1 was done. CM3, which may have become CM something else. Okay. Okay, CM3 that was deleted. And there was supposed to be a reference in the outreach, perhaps, I think. And I'm not sure I fixed the Global South reference. So let me check on that. By the way, in the report of the wiki page for the face-to-face meeting, the section on action items and decisions is not there. There's the word PDF, but it's not a link. All the stuff was sent in an email, but it was never integrated back into that wiki page.
I looked into that issue.
Right. I'm not finding Global South in the document.
No, but you
said. That's a recommendation that disappeared, but I think the intent was that it was supposed to be vaguely referenced somewhere in outreach. So I need to verify if I did anything or what I did. And the risk-based approach, did we define risk-based somewhere now?
No, I just had a look and I couldn't find it.
Okay, I'll do that right after this call.
Okay, I'm not quite sure where it goes, but stick it in somewhere.
Okay.
And the GDPR one, I believe, was the one no, we still don't have an impact of GDPR in compliance.
Okay, I'll send a draft or put a draft into the doc.
Yeah, that essentially is a combination of workload, which we're actually addressing in the recommendation that's now number 3, plus the same statement we made under the compliance section. Where I added the statement of to what extent can compliance really really audit registrars if they can't look at the data. So it's largely a repetition of the things we've already said in several other places.
Okay. I'll take a look and do that. And I promise. It has to get done. We wouldn't be here without you doing all the hard work, Alan.
When I agreed to be chair, I understood what the meaning of that would be.
Well, I thank you.
Thank you for your thanks.
All right, and under this same section, I believe the impact of GDPR section is still missing.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm going to discuss
that, and Susan said she'd do it.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't catch that. And finally, the ICANN bylaws section. Alan, you will run through that as well?
I'll do the final review, but I'm pretty sure it's close to finished.
Yeah. All right. Next item is the call for consensus. And so yesterday, Alan, you shared this immense review team, and that's based on the decision reached on the plenary call on Monday for all team members to indicate whether they support the 22 recommendation. So as you have mentioned, you have not received any replies for now. This is open until the 7th of February 2019. What I wanted to ask you is whether you want all the recommendations listed on slides for the call on Monday. And if you want all the details, or only the text from the recommendation itself with the priority as it currently stands.
Yeah, we might as well prepare it. I don't know if we're going to have time or if we want to really try to extract things on the call, but we might as well try. I mean, I sent it out last night knowing it was perhaps a little bit premature and we may still have some minor wording changes, but I'm really, you know, worried that we need to start this process, otherwise we will not get answers back. But I have no illusions. We're going to have to extract those answers from people, you know, painfully, because we're not going to get voluntary comments from everyone quickly.
Yeah.
So it may have been a strategic mistake to send it out before having, you know, sort of giving people an opportunity to review the wording, but I felt we just had to start the process, even if we have to redo a consensus call on one or two of the recommendations, because, you know, people find typos or major errors in them or something.
Yeah. All right.
Let's be prepared to talk about it, and we'll gauge based on the timing whether we spend a lot of time on it or not.
All right. And would you like to have prepared just the recommendation itself to be projected, or you want the full text of the recommendation, including rational findings, et cetera?
Oh, no, just the text of the recommendation.
All right. I'll prepare that. Perfect. So for our agenda, if I do a short recap, so we have the paragraph on possible impact of GDPR recommendation for compliance. We have the consumer trust section. And we have who is on recommendation 5-9 on data accuracy. That is an update from you and or Lily over the weekend. The update from Susan on contractual compliance, should those be as well included?
I don't think that, well, we can display the comment on GDPR or any other paragraphs that change. We won't have any comments, but we can, you know, we can go through the motion of displaying them. We also need an item on the prioritization. Susan, are you likely to be able to do your pass on prioritizing before Monday?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that should be that should be an item as well.
All right. Perfect. And the call for consensus, I'll just reword that to review of recommendations and priority then.
No,
just leave it under prioritization.
Yeah, we can do them in parallel at the same time, I guess.
Yeah. All right. So the two things I had under AOB, but I heard, Susan, you had a crazy week. So we had shared fact sheets, so I just wanted to know whether those are considered approved. And the second thing is...
Sorry, I will send that to you in the next half hour. I'll review them right after this call.
Thank you very much, Susan. And the second thing is, if you recall correctly, the outreach plan for the RDS who is to review. So for the final report, it was scheduled to have webinars and an engagement session. So for the webinars, would it be better to schedule those after the ICANN meeting, or you would prefer to have them scheduled before the ICANN meeting?
Well, it's the same prep work. You know, we've normally used the same presentation or pretty close.
Yeah.
I question whether we're going to have time to do it before. I mean, if you have time to prepare the presentation, I see no reason we can't schedule it for the last week in February.
It will also depend on when the report goes out to the board and when we get to the translations as well. I sincerely hope that within the next 2 weeks that can be done, but I just want to.
Okay, you're reluctant to schedule a seminar and then find we didn't finish the report. I understand.
What do you
that.
Think? Yeah.
The only thing that's going to stop us is difficulty in extracting. In extracting the consensus call and any statements, you know, minority statements.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you add an item to the agenda for Monday on timing? And at that point, we will say that the report is going out on the 15th and that we'll need minority statements, you know, at least 3 or 4 days before that.
So your target is to release that on the 15th, right?
Yes, and we need minority statements no later than noon hour UTC on the 13th, let's say.
Sorry, can you repeat that again? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, any minority statements no later than noon hour UTC on the 13th.
Okay.
I mean, at worst, if we slip the 15th to the 18th, you know, that's our problem. There's no functional difference between late Friday and early Monday. But let's say the 15th.
All right. Let me just have a look at the date. 15th. Okay. Yeah, that's in 2 weeks. Okay. All right. Any other business?
Not that I'm aware of at this point.
All right. So if I quickly run through the agenda for Monday again, so we have recommendation 5, which is data accuracy, consumer trust. Include a paragraph on recommendation for compliance, possible impact of GDPR, any updates to the contractual compliance section. Then have a discussion on prioritization of recommendation and call for consensus and timing of the final report with the deadlines that you have mentioned. And I look as well on the issue on face-to-face action items.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
Alan,
thank
Susan.
Thank you, John. Thanks.
Thank you for your updates over the weekend, and Alan, I look forward to your email to see what I can send to the language services.
Yeah, as I said, for the sections, for all the RDS one, who is one review, step data,
mm-hmm.
Data accuracy, and annual reports are in Jackie's
yeah.
hands. So once she releases them, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. And obviously, compliance, we've just made some changes, adding in that whole section that for the recommendation we completely forgot. So that one obviously can't go out until we get agreement on that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you
Perfect.
All.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.